Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aha! Bob McClain! Here we go. You are just in time for the fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program here on Monday. But it's remarkably similar to the preceding 3 hours, at least in one regard. Let's do that. Grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address is simply bob@1063word.com. Well, they're all over the place, all of these smart devices, Amazon Echo, Google Home, all these smart devices. So essentially, here we are, we're all paying to let tech companies right into your house to listen to your conversations 24 hours a day. And we just kind of hope, what, that they're not going to exploit us? Yeah, and the evidence for that is what? The opposite. They are exploiting us. But even though people are being suckers for these products, there's still one company, there is one remaining, that we find ourselves unwilling to invite into our homes and have our trust. Guess which one that would be? If you said fake book. Yes, congratulate yourself. You were right. Facebook created the Portal video chat device and smart speaker a little over a year ago, and its sales are pretty much non-existent. According to one recent study, it makes up just barely more than 0.5% of the sales in the smart speaker category. And technically, it's probably a pretty decent product, does cool stuff, video chatting, using AI to always frame your shot so it looks professional. But we just can't bring ourselves to invite Facebook to have an open camera and microphone in our homes. I guess that you would call that an example of people voting with their feet, so to speak. The reason I mention this, Facebook announcing today an effort to, get this, protect the 2020 U.S. elections, end quote, by clearly marking fake news posts, offering protections to politicians' accounts, and offering more transparency. Mm-hmm. The effort comes after Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg defended the social media site's new ad policies, which will effectively allow political campaigns to release misinformation to voters. In an October 17th interview with the WAPO, he said because he doesn't think tech companies should decide what is 100% true. Especially if it's from a conservative politician or website. Quote, elections have changed significantly since 2016, but Facebook has changed too, Zuckerberg said in a Monday conference call, according to the New York Times. We face increasingly sophisticated attacks from nation states like Russia, Iran, and China, but I'm confident we're more prepared. Uh-huh. Facebook's plan will include an increased effort to identify and combat inauthentic behavior. whatever that may be, increase transparency and reduce misinformation. According to a news release today from the company, the social media giant removed 4 state-backed networks today, 3 of which originated in Iran and 1 in Russia, that were engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior. That would be what? Trying to skew something one way or the other. But we know there's only one way stuff gets skewed on Facebook. The tech company will start labeling state-run media outlets and introduced a U.S. presidential candidate spend tracker so people can see how much money specific candidates are spending on ads. Yeah. Meantime, CNN refuses to take any Trump campaign ads. He has no free speech as far as CNN is concerned. Facebook also introduced a program today called Facebook Protect that candidates, elected officials, staff of elected officials, and others who may be particularly vulnerable to targeting by hackers and foreign adversaries can enroll in to further secure their accounts. And I'm sure there's probably a price tag attached to that. The social site will make pages more transparent by showing people the page's primary country location and whether the page has merged with other pages. Some pages Russian operatives ran before and after the 2016 election that touted U.S. election material, for example, appeared to be independently operated, even though they originated in foreign countries. So they're going to show, what, the URL of whatever country this is coming from. Okay, well, fine. Now, on my home computer, it does not show my location as Greenville, South Carolina. It shows it as another international city. All right? They going to account for that? Additionally, the company will label information posted on Facebook that fact checkers determine to be false. Uh-huh. Some pundits and commentators argue that voters elected President Trump in 2016 largely because Russian operatives had attempted to infiltrate various social platforms and spread disinformation or propaganda. Actually, President Trump was elected in 2016 largely because he told the truth about what was going on. Representatives for Google, Facebook, and Twitter attended 3 public congressional hearings in October of 17, September of 18, and December of 18 to discuss Russian election interference. Right. So, the beat goes on. And as I said about what you see on a network newscast, pretty much same story would be for that locale as well. A texter poses the question, Bobby Mack, who would trust Facebook to determine what's fake? Good question. Bobby, it sounds like Colonel Ted needs to get a horse. He certainly doesn't have any luck with motor vehicles. Bless his heart. From Brian in Duncan. Okay, thanks, Brian. Coming up in a quarter after 6, we go to the phones when I come right back here in the Monday bonus hour on the Bobby Mack Show. Oh, and for those folks in California that experienced all those blackouts as a result of Pacific Gas and Electric, they have some news for those folks, and it ain't good. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along here this Monday afternoon. Hang on just a second. Let me swap these out again. That one's not working as well. I managed to, on Friday, bail out of here and left. I don't use earphones, the old cans, as they're referred to in the business. They use earbuds instead. And somehow I managed to misplace them when I left here on Friday. There we go. Yeah, that's better. And now I've got a short. We need to replace that and put in a long, obviously. 6:20 here on the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Kevin, who is in Fountain Inn. Enough of my trials and tribulations. Hi, Kevin, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Bobby Mack. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a retired United States Air Force war veteran, and I live in the backside of Fountain Inn. Anyways, this is my thoughts. First of all, my wife and I now go to Lawrence County and we do our early voting. We don't have to stand in lines anymore.
Nice.
Which is nice for Lawrence County, yes. second is, what is it? Is it like only half of the people in the United States actually vote?
You know, when that's a great question, Kevin. Most of the numbers for the last, I guess you can go back 4 or 5 presidential elections. Most of those numbers show that if we get to 50%, it's a massive turnout.
Okay, that's what I thought also. So half the country don't even care, don't vote.
Right.
Okay, my next question is, exactly what is an independent voter?
Are you asking for my definition of an independent voter?
Yes, I'm asking for yours.
My definition is an independent voter is a liberal who lacks commitment.
Okay. So...
In other words, I guess it would be. It would be more straightforward of me, Kevin, to say that that independent voters, I think, are predominantly left leaning. Let me put it that way.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Okay, you think this guy, this billionaire Tom Steyer, is going to start? If he don't get in the primary, you think he's going to be an independent?
Boy, it's a great question.
A spoiler,
you know, it's interesting.
Spoiler for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it's interesting you ask that question, Kevin, because coincidentally, somebody, I think maybe in the first hour of the show, or at least the second, had texted that they also believed that what Steyer was really about was he believes he's not going to get the Democrat presidential nomination from that party.
Oh, no way. No.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's a foregone conclusion, but that his real intent was to eventually run as a third-party candidate.
And you know what? He already has the money to do it.
Yeah, he does. And really, you know, we should encourage him in that regard.
I know, because it's going to help our side.
Yeah, just
okay, let me get
same way that Ross Perot put Bill Clinton in the White House.
I you know, exact thoughts I had, but anyways, past him, I wrote all this stuff down so I can tell you real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. As last thought, I agree.
He's got a grocery list. Yeah.
And unbelievably, I agree with Ryan Paul that we need to, as a retired military war veteran, we need to bring our troops home. Get the hell out of Afghanistan. Let's bring everybody here. Let's build these bases along our southern border. And you know what? I don't think we have a lot of troops in Israel to defend that place.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, fortunately, The Israelis are perfectly capable of defending themselves, as they've proven to various Arab nations.
Not only that, but they know that we got their back, no matter what happens.
Well, except the caveat to
overpowering support.
Well, yeah, the caveat to no matter what happens, though, is not with a Democrat in the White House. We saw what happened when Obama was in the White House. He essentially turned his back on Israel.
Yes.
No, but I think your point about fighting these endless wars. Look, what are we doing in Afghanistan at this point? Are we defending the Golden Triangle so the opium can go through? Is that what that's all about?
Bob, you remember way back in history when the Russians tried to invade Afghanistan and take over?
Very well.
And then the United States turned around and armed al-Qaeda to fight them, including Osama bin Laden.
The Taliban,
armed them.
Right. And they proved themselves capable fighters there because they drove the Russians right out of Afghanistan. Too bad
we got it.
Yeah, exactly. Too bad we haven't learned the lesson as quickly as the Russians did. Kevin, thanks a lot for your call.
Last point. I got to get out of here.
Okay.
I know I'm wasting time.
Skip down.
I did not like Lindsey Graham, and I'm from South Carolina. He's my representative.
Right.
When he was with John McCain, he was an asshole. He was a rhino, I think that's what you call them. But
yeah.
I think since McCain is gone now.
Right.
I think he's tipped the ball and ran. I have had an appeal with the VA on my medical condition for 5 years. Nothing. I wrote a letter. I sent a text message on my phone to Lindsey Graham's office. You know what happened?
No, what happened?
Got stuff rolling. I had letters from the VA. Okay, we're ready. Come see us now.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that,
After
Kevin, because
I hear you. I finally get a letter from the VA.
I hear you. Look, I'm critical of Lindsey on many fronts, but his constituent service for veterans gets a gold star.
I have to agree because I wasn't expecting it.
Right.
I mean, it was less than 2 weeks after I sent that text to Lindsey Graham's office. He sent me letters in the mail. We're looking into it, and then another week later, I get this stuff from the VA saying, oh, you need to come here. We need to see you now. I said, well.
Yeah. Yeah, squeaky wheel gets the oil. Kevin, I'm going to have to run. But I thank you for the call, and thank you for your service. And thanks for the remark about Lindsey and what he does for veterans. Because he and his staff will go to bat for veterans that need help in dealing with the VA. Malcolm is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. He is in Duncan. Hi, Malcolm, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. Listen, I like to know, how can you be a true Democrat and call yourself a socialist? I am a Vietnam veteran myself, and I think that they should raise the age back to 21 to vote. Even though I served this country and I couldn't vote, I still think they should go back to 21, because why? There's a lot of people out here at 18 years old, they don't have a level head to know what politics is all about, what this country stands for. And socialism is not that's not following the Constitution of the United States of America. And these Democrats are pushing us. There's going to be another civil war eventually if they keep pushing.
Well, we're in one, and thank you for your service, Malcolm. Appreciate that. What was your time when you were in theater over there, Malcolm?
October 67 to September 68, the 1st Cavalry Division.
Yep, gotcha. Yeah, that was a hot time over there. Appreciate your service. And you're right. I mean,
thank you.
My pleasure. And at that age, especially given what's going on there, the Civil War is already underway. It is a culture war. And let's just hope that it doesn't disintegrate any further. Get any worse than it already is, because it's about as bad as it can get.
Okay. How can you be a true I'm not a Democrat.
Right.
But how can you be a true Democrat and be a socialist?
Because the Democrat Party that today bears no resemblance whatsoever to the Democrat Party of, say, John F. Kennedy in the early 60s. I know you probably remember,
yes,
President Kennedy, who said,
yes, I do,
famously said in his inauguration speech, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Today, JFK would have been drummed out of the Democrat Party as a conservative Republican. You know, but these people who've been pushing the socialist Marxist agenda for decades under the water have now surfaced and are showing themselves. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are young and impressionable and are influenced by social media and by TV shows and the rest of that, and are making bad decisions, in my opinion, bad decisions based on what the left is telling you rather than what the left's ultimate goal is. And we saw the left's ultimate goal practiced in the real world in Hue in Vietnam. And I know you remember that well.
But, Bobby, I don't believe a thing the Democrats say. I don't believe the news media, because it's propaganda.
Yep, you're right. And you were correct, Malcolm, to take that attitude towards it. Thank you again for your service, Malcolm, and thanks for the call this evening. Great to have you here. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on Monday on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, I certainly hope so. Entertained and perhaps informed as well as we cruise along here on the Monday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. You're familiar, of course, with all the blackouts the poor folks in California having to deal with PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. Well, the news is getting worse for the folks out there. Honest to Pete, California is on its way, if it's not already there, being a third world country between the diseases that are spreading across L.A. Like the plague, and I use that term intentionally. San Francisco, where they have brown maps that show where you can walk on the sidewalk without stepping in human defecation. PG&E's chief executive said Friday it could be imposing blackouts in California for a decade. Man, stock up on batteries. Chief executive said it could take as long as 10 years for the company to improve its electric system enough to significantly diminish the need to pull the plug on customers to reduce the risk of sparking fires. Bill Johnson, who joined the company in May, may want to I'm sure he's making tons of money, but you may want to rethink this decision, Bill, who joined the company in May, made the disclosure at a California Public Utilities Commission hearing where the panel's president, Mary Bell Batjer, sharply criticized the company's inadequate execution of a shutoff in which it turned off power to large portions of Northern California for more than 2 days last week. Now, there's a question to pose to yourself. How would you do without any power for 2 days? You suddenly find yourself, you know, in the early 19th century. The commission convened the emergency meeting to examine PG&E's handling of the massive blackout. Well, look, they're the ones that created it, so now they want to know how they handled it? What's that old saying? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? A definition of insanity? Blackout left roughly 2 million people in the dark and created widespread havoc from the Bay Area to the northern reaches of the state. Look, we're talking no power. We're talking no lights, including no traffic lights. No nothing. Several of the company's top executives were summoned to detail the problems and take questions from regulators. I bet some of the questions there were worth hearing. So it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Okay, here we are in the last half of the bonus hour on Monday, and that means it is time for... yes. Do you have Boneheads music, money? You do? Yeah, there it is. Got it. This woman is facing a substantial amount of jail time because she didn't want to walk 6 blocks. You know, you think back to the people that founded this country and the sacrifices they made. But 6 blocks, boy, that's tough. 37-year-old Lynette Stewart, Lincoln, California. Didn't you just know it? Just outside of Sacramento, or as the late, great Dr. Don Rose used to call it, Sacramento, Thursday night filled up a gas can at a Chevron station, then flagged down a policeman who was passing by, told him she needed to get back to her car, which was out of gas, so he gave her a ride to it, about 6 blocks away. When they got there, instead of curiosity, I guess, the cop ran the plates on the car. Turned out it had been stolen the day before. Arrested Lynette for vehicular theft. Turned out, by the way, she also had meth on her, so she was charged with drug possession as well. This guy really should move to Florida so we could categorize this as a Florida man story. And by the way, the guy should probably consider investing in turtlenecks. Talking about 36-year-old Matthew Bushman, Mansfield, Illinois. Last Wednesday, the cops put out a warrant for his arrest in a forgery case. Well, on Friday, officers spotted him and said, "Hey, are you Matthew Bushman?" He said, "No," and gave him a fake name. One obstacle to doing that, he has his name tattooed on his neck. Matty B is what it says. Cops saw it, kind of blew up his plan. He was arrested. What's your name? Mark Black. Yeah, that's it, Mark Black. See, right here, Matty B. Or something. Ay, ay, ay. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, this lady and what she did to her kids is not going to win her Mom of the Year awards. She decided it would be really funny to scare the daylights out of her kids by doing the scissors through the fake tongue trick. Laid on the floor moaning as they came home and then let them scream and cry before revealing it was just a joke. I'm sorry, but that woman is an idiot. Saw it on Facebook. That'd be a funny idea. Yeah. Hilarious, Mom. Scare the you-know-what out of your kids. Ay, ay, ay. Well, you know what we think of that. Yeah, pretty much. Kind of reminiscent, I guess, of the Seinfeld episode where Elaine and Kramer both claim ownership of a bike, so they let Newman decide who gets to keep it. Wait a minute. Hang on just a second. I'm sorry. I got these things out of order. All right. Can you tell it's Monday? Town in Ohio put up a storage building. A few feet of it was on another guy's property. They couldn't reach an agreement with him, so they decided to cut the building down the middle. Yeah, well, I would agree on both counts. Meantime, we talked last week about all the pumpkins being stolen. Now the thefts have extended to tens of thousands of dollars worth of hemp from an upstate New Yorker. Yeah. Oh, did I mention the farmer's name? There. Yeah. Yeah, I've got mine running. The farmer that had the hemp stolen from him. His name is Dale Weed. Yeah. Think the popularity of CBD may have something to do with the theft of the hemp? Could be. There it is, kind of a fouled up version, but nonetheless, there is today's. Yeah, bonehead. 6:48, a dozen before 7. Right back with a bonehead show here on Monday. That was good. I handled that well.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Boy, it's taken me a while to recover from this weekend. This has been a Monday to remember. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, not to worry. California still has plenty of clean needles to hand out in the dark. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Bobby, I stopped registering as a Republican in the Bush 43 years because I will not be affiliated with a party that will not fight. I vote for conservatives only, and that's Republicans usually. I hear you. Bobby just noticed Tom Steyer is not wearing a wedding ring in his commercials. I don't even know if he's married or not. Couldn't care less. Bobby, Lindsey Graham's helping our veterans only means he has a great staff. Donna from Spartanburg. Yeah, but at least, you know, they, rather than just ignoring phone calls, text messages, emails from veterans that need help, at least they do something for them. Wait a minute, Bob. I'm as conservative as you can get and consider myself to be independent. I do not always agree with the so-called Republicans. Well, you know, I'm not saying that every independent is left-leaning. I just think the majority of them. About Facebook, hey, Bob, I only follow WORD and one other group on Facebook. For the last few months, more often than not, no WORD posts appear in my newsfeed. I have to go to your page to see what's been posted from Tony in Pickens. Yeah. Bobby, I just watched somebody go up the road the wrong way to get, I thought, in the turn lane to make a left turn at the light, but they didn't do that. Instead, they squeezed in to to go straight through the light when it changed. We have a name for individuals who drive like that. What is it I'm thinking of that they are? That's it. Moron. Right. Holy cow. Bobby, trust Facebook, not Big Sucker like Big Brother in 1984 keeps conservatives and their pages like mine, American Sanity Magazine, in room 101 of anti-free speech shock treatment. From Richard Gosnell. Thank you, Richard. Yeah. And you're not alone, you know, if you're conservative and express that viewpoint. Pretty much out of here. Bobby, so is this why on Facebook I'm getting all these ads, videos, and products from China? And this one I think that I've shared before but bears repeating. Bobby, who could possibly trust Facebook to determine what is fake? Oh, and quickly, as we get ready to wrap things up, Nancy Pelosi is right up there with George Washington. Well, according to her, anyway, Pelosi is comparing her impeachment efforts to the American Revolution, saying the times have found us. Thanks, Nancy. Great to know that you're such a patriot. And to wrap things up for today, see you tomorrow. God bless.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.